Soko izika disenda bago vi o e indebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC. Olambulela kuStudio 7, ngolwesihlanu. Mhlaka 7 kuMpalakazi 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, abantu bakhala ngemali eyingcosana yezabelo.
80 countries lapho okwenziwa khona i-devolution. Uzathola ukuthi kulawa amazwe into emqoka enza ukuthi i-devolution ingahambi kuhle ukuthi uhulumende uyanika abantu esingathi ama-responsibility angabeniki imali.
Osomabhizimusi eZimbabwe bathi sebesebenza lo hulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
We in the private sector have taken a view, and our view is that we got to work with the government in power. We are not politicians. We give constructive criticism.
Sasithethe isinqumo sokuthi kumele sisebenze lo hulumende, asikho kwezombusazwe.
Abantu bathi sebephila ngokwenza imisebenzi engaqedakaliyo ukwenzela ukuziphilisa. Inhlanganiso ezithiyeneyo zithi ingcosana imali yezabelo ethulwe nguhulumende kubhajethi yomnyaka ozayo. Ngakho ke uhulumende kumele adinge enye imali yokwengezelela ukuthi luphumelele uhlelo lokupha izabelo amandla okuzivusa. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kwethulwe emhlanganweni wenhlanganiso yezabelo ngaphansi kophawu lweZimbabwe United Residents Association. Lokhu kulandela ukwethulwa kogwalo olwe Metropolitan Bill le Local Authorities Bill isiphathamandla sikahulumende ePhalamende uMnumzana July Moyo. Inhlanganiso lezi zithi imali efakwe nguhulumende kumele ikhutshulwe ukwenzela ukuthi umsebenzi lo uhambe kahle lezigaba zenelise ukwenza inhlelo ezilohlonzi. Omunye wabakhulume emhlanganweni lo owenziwe namuhla kobulawayo uMnumzana Mfundo Mlilo okunhlanganiso yeCombined Harare Residents Association.
Isiqokoqela sokuhlangana sibangelwa ukuthi ngathi usiphatha amandla we-local government uJulayi Moyo usekhiphe ugwalo lwe-bill kumbe singathi umthetho we-devolution okumele ungene kudala le-parliament olwe-metropolitan bill le-local authorities bill. Ngathi lezi ngwalo yizo ezinika impilo ku-devolution. So thina njengezakhamizi sithe sihlangane sikhulumisane sixoxisane ukuthi kuyini esifisa ukuthi kutholakale kusemthethweni we-devolution.
Ukhulume kabanzi ngokufiswa ngabantu.
Thina okumqoka esikhangelane lakho ukuthi there is no money without devolution. Lokho kutsho ukuthi uhulumende xa esenza i-devolution ngoba sesikhangele ezinye ingwalo besingathi i-study ekhangela 80 countries lapho okwenziwa khona i-devolution. Uzathola ukuthi kulawa amazwe into emqoka eyenza ukuthi i-devolution ingahambi kuhle ukuthi uhulumende uyanika abantu esingathi ama-responsibilities angabeniki imali yokuthi lama responsibilities ahanjiswaya phambili. So thina sigijimisa ukuthi uhulumende yebo ngathi usehambisane lesisekelo somusa se-constitution esithi 5% kumele inikwe ama-local authorities. Kodwa uzathola ukuthi amanye amazwe njenge-South Africa 57% of their budget esingathi iyahamba kuma-local authorities isenza lokho kuthiwa i-infrastructure funding kumbe bayakha imigwaqo, izibhedlela lento eziningi-ningi. So kuqakathekile ukuthi uminister we-finance adivolve i-budget akumbe imali eningi kumele isetshenziswe kuma-provinces.
Lokhu kusekelwe nguMnumzana Zivusiso Dube obona ngokukhutshwa kwembiko enhlanganisweni yeBulawayo Residents Association.
Ukuthi sifisa ukuthi uhulumende aphathisane labantu bathi babe involved ekwenzweni kwakhona ukuthi kube le devolution of power njalo kube lokwazisana ukuthi ukwenziwa kwe devolution of power sonto engayenziwa ngukhulumende eyedwa kumele wonke ama stakeholders abe involved ukuze udaba lolu luphumelele eZimbabwe.
Omunye obengene lomhlangano umnumzana Alec Dube uthi ukwehlukaniswa ngakwamandla lokhu kulakho ukuletha ukuthula eZimbabwe.
I-devolution of power yinto kuphela engaxakulula ukungezwani phakathi kwabantu besishoneni labesindebeleni. Angifuna ukuthi abantu bangithathe njengokuthi ngingimbandlululi, angibandlululi lutho, but ukuthi kube le devolution yinto engcono. Kazange sigijimele i-autonomousism, sagijimele ukuthi kakube le devolution. Sisenziwa ukuthi sathi sesikhangela sathola ukuthi ukuzwana phakathi kwabantu besitoneni laba esindebeleni kuzima, abasoze babambana ngenxa yendlela ababusana ngayo. Kwehlula besegangeni bengama besalweni ilizwe izibra lezandla ayehlula ukubambana. Kwehlula ukubambana sesibuyile sizevote ekhaya. So i-devolution of power is the best. Yinto engamelanga ukuthi yehluleke ukuthi yenze.
Uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhuthaza ukuthi izabelo zizimele zodwa. Lokhu kuthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi eMathebeleland leNkabazwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Ngokusenjalo, umphoqi wenhlelo kunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Resident Association umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi uthi umhlangano lo ufezile injongo yawo ngoba izinqumo ezithethewe zamukelwe iziphathamandla zikahulumende.
Umhlangano wethu ufezile injongo ngoba sivele sikhuluma nabo ngasazi sihambise ama recommendations ethu. Esizakwenza ukuthi siyafaka izikhathi lokuthi ama time frame. Esizafisa ukuthi iziphathamandla ezijene zikahulumende zisiphendule. Ngokunjalo sibona ngathi kuzasithetha ukuthi umhlangano uhambe kuhle. Vele sikhuluma kanje kade singananzelela. Uhulumende laye usekhuluma ngendaba naleyo ukuthi ufisa ukuthi ama MPs ama ministers labo kube le ndlela ukuthi lezi impahla abangasikhathi ama assets bayadeclare. And ngoba liyanza sengikhohlile ngayiphi inyanga yacaca ukuthi ingqondo leyo bayithethe uluhlu lwangapha kuma residents. So kuyatshengisa ukuthi umhlangano lesuka lawo uyafeza into esizifisayo njalo uyahlonitshwa izivume esizithathayo. Sivumelene ukuthi sifuna ukufuqa uhulumende. Okokuqala sikhulumisana nama-councillors from amadorobha atshiyeneyo, siceda lapho sesifuqa uhulumende ukuthi uhulumende aphume le-policy kumbe lo mthetho. Otho ukuthi nga umuntu esegedlwa waba ngu-councillor kumbe ngu-MP sikhale ukuthi kwazi ukuthi vele uthe ngena ubelani. Khaya ngathi kulamanye ama-councillors abangangena ezikhundleni. Abe sesaba ukuthi ayibugolegole ukuthi ayi-corruption. Thola umuntu usenama-stand angu-7, angu-10, angu-1, usenama-business, usenezimoto ezingaqedakaliyo.
Alizange licubungule udaba lomnotho welizwe okungani yikho okuphethe kubi izakhamizi kulezi nsuku.
Khona kusikuthintile kodwa ungakunanzelela kungena ngaphansi kwendaba le yokuzibusa kwezabelo esi-devolution of power. Ngoba kulapho esiba lohlupho khona ukuthi nxa izabelo sesizivusa kuzaba lula lezi zomnotho nxa sifuna ukuvuselela asithi umnotho ngama-industries. Kuba lula ukuthi nxa ibhajethi silethiwe isuka kuhulumende kuya kusigaba ethile ngoprovinsi ethile. Selibona ama-industries, ama-natural resources akhona kuleyo ndawo yiwaphi, konke leyo sekukhayelile. Sabuya futhi sakhuluma ngakhona ukuthi okukhona okusenzela sibe lohlupho esikhathi ya-fiscal policy, abantu bayahlala ku-central level esikhathi seHarare, bathatha izinqumo sezifunga ukuthi umhlaba wonke abantu abahlala beZimbabwe ka-citizens bangabale input.
Lo ngumnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umqoqi wenhlelo kunhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eBulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Osomabhizimusi beZimbabwe babambisana lohulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekuvuseleleni umnotho welizwe osugugudekile. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Loku kuphume emhlanganeni wokuhlolisisa okwenzakala kweZimbabwe obuqoqwe yikomiti yedala leSenate eMelika ebona ngokwenzakala kuzwekazi le-Africa lezempilakahle i-Subcommittee on Africa and Global Health Policy. Wethule lokhu ngumnumzana Joe Muthizwa, umqondisi we-JSM Strategic Pathways, obemele osomabhizimusi abakunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Stock Exchange Listed Companies Forum.
We in the private sector have taken a view. And our view is that we got to work with the government in power. We are not politicians. We give constructive criticism.
Sasithethe isinqumo sokuthi kumele sisebenzele uhulumende, kasikho kwezombusazwe. Sike sahlangana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, ngamtshela mina ukuthi kunenge okuhluphayo. Usevule amasango ukuthi sikhulume laye. Ngaye ngavalelwa ejele mina. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi kujoni nxa ezombusazwe zingakhutshwa kahle.
At the age of 21, I was a political prisoner myself in Rhodesia. I know what it means to have a bad political situation.
Uthe abantu abaningi bafisa ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke ngesiphangiphangi.
What we observe, Mr. Chairman, is that there's a crisis of expectations. People having been in bondage for 38 years now want everything today.
Balinde ukubona okwenzakalayo eZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi uhulumende wethula ibudget eveza ukuthi ilizwe lifisa ukusebenzisa imali ngemfanelo. Kodwa konke lokho kungeke kwenziwa ngelanga elilodwa.
Know how difficult it is to change things and to transform Zimbabwe.
Uphinde wathi kuningi okwenziwa nguhulumende kaMnangagwa okuzanceda ilizwe.
Our observation is that the president with his new administration has taken a number of very bold measures to correct things. First of all,
kuningi okwenziwa nguhulumende weZANU-PF. Kuzaba kubuhlungu okwesikhashana, kodwa konke okufiswa ngabantu kulakho kwenziwa kahle ukwenzela ukuguqula.
These people have been in office for 3 months. We submit that it is too early to judge them.
Kodwa umnumzana Matthew Harrington, umsekelo womqondisi wohlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olubona ngokudlelana lezwekazi le-Africa, uthi kusakude phambili kweleZimbabwe.
We want Zimbabwe to succeed, and we would welcome a better relationship, but the ball is squarely in the government's court to demonstrate it is irrevocably on a different trajectory.
Nxa iZimbabwe ifisa ukuba yingxenye yomhlaba wonke jikelele, kumele iguqule ekwenzayo okugoqela imithetho etshiyeneyo.
The government should immediately end the harassment of members of the political opposition.
Amabandla aphikisayo athi ibandla leZANU-PF kalifuni ukusebenza lamanye ukwenzela ukuthi kuthuthukiswe ilizwe. Unkosazana Davita Khumalo, umgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa, uthi kumele ibandla leZANU-PF lime kancane ukukhuluma ngezijeziso zenodo ukwenzela ukuthi likhulumisane laphikisayo.
Thina njengebandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngubaba u-Advocate Chamisa sesichile ngendaba yokuthi ama-sanctions abulala ilizwe. Ama-sanctions okuthi abantu abasitshontshela imali bahambe emazweni bayeyidla imali yethu, akuhlalweni phansi sikhangele ukuthi okwenza ukuthi ikhanda litshaye kuyini, yisiso esingcolileyo yini, sigezise isiso esithi ngesikhiwa i-dialogue. Lokhu esavela kukhetho, lokhu esikhuluma ngakho, kodwa bathi khona thina esikwenzayo ngamantlwane. Sahambe empini lamabhunu, sabhulana, saqedana, kodwa sacina sesilankisa sihlezi kuma-boardroom. Iindaba zombangazwe kaziqedwa izinduku, ziqedwa ukuthi sihlale phansi sikhulumisane umlota. Thina sesakhuluma ngokukhulumisana umlota, lalilalele ithi ku-commission ubaba uChamisa wakhuluma wathi ye ukhulumisana umlota kumele sikhulumisane, kodwa nxa sikhulumisane nini, sihloniphana kungaze kwaba lo mkhulu lomncane, ngoba singavele singene sokule answer akula khulumisana okuzaba khona.
Ubephethe udaba lweZimbabwe emhlanganweni owenzelwe kweleMelika izolo ngumnumzana Jeff Flake osezatshiya isikhundla someli we-Arizona kudale le-Senate. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ise-Washington DC, ngingu-Kip Stube.
Kulamuhla sixoxa ngokwethulwe kukomiti yedale leSenate okuveza ukuthi kusekude ukuthi ilizwe leMelika leZimbabwe amazwe omabili abe lobudlelwano obuhle. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Inhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba wonke jikelele World Health Organization ithi sokumele kwenziwe umkhankaso wokulimukisa abantu ngengozi emgwaqweni okufa khona abantu abedlula isigidi ngomnyaka. Umongameli Donald Trump wakwele Melika uthi uphenyo lodaba lweRussia yilo olwenza ukuthi engathakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi elizweni leMelika. Ukuba lukhuni kwempilo okudalwa ukutshabalala kwamnotho welizwe sokubangele ukuthi abasakhulayo badinge indlela zokuziphilisa ngokwenza imisebenzi yezandla etshiyeneyo. UGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba ngogcweleyo.
Lo msindo wokukhanda amazenge awenziwa ngabaphila ngokuthengisa izinto ezifana lembiza imiganu lamagabha eHarare. Abanye ngabathwala impahla zezihambi ngezinqola besuka esitishini samabhasi eMbare, ukuthi abanye ngabathengisa okutshiyeneyo okugoqela inkuni lezithelo. Omunye wabasakhulayo laba ngumnumzana Tatenda Sawu opheka isepa yokuhlamba impahla ayithengisa eMbare. USawu uthenga umsobho wentanga zochinda lendumba kumakhampani alungisa amafutha abesepheka ngawo isepa. Uthi loba nje isepa ezitolo ibiza amadola amathathu, eyakhe uyithengisa ngedola 70 kuphela emizameni yokuhuga abathengi. USawu uthi lanxa kunjalo ziningi ingxaki ahlangana lazo.
Sizinoita zokuthengisa sipo zatinozvigadzirira tega. Tinowana maraw materials edu kubva mu
tina sithengisa isepa esizilungisela sodwa. Sithola into zokuphekisa kumankampani alungisa amafutha okuphekisa. Kodwa kulezi nsuku sibona ngani kungcono ngoba ezitolo isepa isidula, ngakho ke okwakhathesi abantu babuya bezothenga kithi ngoba silentengo eziphansi. Ngibona kwasinceda kakhulu ukukhwela kwentengo yesepa ngoba sekusivulele amathuba okuthi isepa yethu ithengwe. Kodwa siloduko lokuthi singathengisa isepa yethu ngemali yebhondi. Inkampani esithenga kizo into zokuphekisa zifuna sithenge ngemali yaphandle. Sicina sisiyathenga leyo mali emsikeni wensida, okuyinto eluduko kithi.
Omunye owenza umsebenzi wezandla ngumnumzana Dinashe Ganda othengisa inkuni endaweni eyazakala ngokuthi imajubheke elokishini leMbare. Uthi uhlangothi lukahulumente olubona ngezemvelo olwe-Environmental Management Agency alusabaniki amaphepha okutheza inkuni eHarare, ngakho ke sebezithola echegudu. Uthi ibhizinisi yakhe kayenzi kuhle ngenxa yokuguqula kwesisindo sohlobo lwemali yama-bond notes. Badlela evalweni abathengisa inkuni bengelamaphepha abawanikwa i-Environmental Management Agency. Kwesinye isikhathi bagcina bengasela lutho lokuthengisa ngoba inkuni zabo ziyabe sezithethwe ngamapholisa e-council yeHarare. Omunye ozisebenzelayo ngumnumzana Thabelihle Mpofu othengisa ukuvimba ukuthi omakhalekhukhwini bengadabuki bengawela phansi lamacici abomama. Uthi i-council kufanele ingezelele indawo zokuthengisa impahla ukwenzela ukuthi bangahlaselwa ngamapholisa. Umpofu uthi isimo singaqhubeka phambili simi kanje edobheni leHarare kuzagcina kusiba lamasela amaningi.
Akunzima ndoda, into kathesi zinzima njalo asenelisi ukuthi sihlanganise. Lokuthi imuli zethu zizagcina kanjani vela sazi. Into zakhona ziphelile, imali yakhona elizweni vela isabambeki, zonke into ziyadula, awuthengeki vele konke lokhu. Ngapho ukuthi uphile usedolobheni, amapholisa ayebelokhu esigijimisa. Sithi ukuhlukunyezwa ezitaladeni, sithi ukuthi ekuthengeni into zakhona vele zingasathengeki, imali yakhona abasebesikhwezele. So yikudinga ukuthi ubone ukuthi ungenzani khonapha edolobheni ngoba silo ukubamba-bamba siyenza izidindo, siyabambanisa amaposta, kodwa ukuthi ukwenze uchelesise akwenzakali.
Umsekeli kanobhala uhlangothi lwabatsha kubandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Louis Mathuthu ukhuthaza abatsha ukuthi bazinikele ukusebenza njalo baphatheke kunhlelo zikahulumende ezikhangene labatsha ezinjengokwakhiwa komgwaqo oxhumanisa idolobho leHarare leBeit Bridge ozaqhatha abantu abaningi.
As the research professor thinayo sithi amayethu ethu must understand that an economy functions in an environment where I want to get to work on certain things as a whole, as a united and peaceful people, but also we encourage that young people also get time to go through certain key issues and understand them, particularly those that have got something to do with the economy. The economy is an agro-based economy. Clear one to that are on farms, including few young people, because not majority of them were able to get land, but they should be productive.
Kodwa abasha bathi kungcono ukuzenzela kulokulinda imisebenzi kahulumende egcinelwe kakhulu abalandeli bebandla le-ZANU-PF. Bacela kusomandla ukuthi ancede abantu beZimbabwe abathwele amagabha avuzayo. Ngimele isitho 7 seHarare, ngiuGibson Bebe.
Hello, what's a Friday? Namuhla sihamba lembabazane yembongi uDesire Moyo Moyo Excited phethe inkondlo zakhe ezichothoza umama oseZimbabwe. Umthungameli inkomo eStudio 7 usiphalo ludaba.
Dear ED, ndoda kuqina, ndoda kusadalala, ndoda wepasne mandu, wena kudonga kwaro. Because I'm a citizen, Gambuti Nyenzen. I hate a poem whose punchline are bitter crescendos. Once I thought this Second Republic will give me an opportunity to write, recite, and record poems of happiness filled with glee. But alas, contrary to my wishful, prayerful new beginnings, I'm thinking in deep shit. What exactly is happening, my president?
Kwenzakalani kahle kahle mongameli? Lo ngumbuzo obalulekileyo obuzwa ngumoya oxide kunkondlo yakhe le eyincwadi ayilobele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa elesihloko esithi DAED Limbongi ikhala ngokoma kwempilo okubangelwa yikudula kwezinto lokusilela kwamafutha ezimota isithi inhlalakahle ebiloyiswa ngabantu phansi kombuso kaMnangagwa isibuye yaphelela eboyeni njengezithukuthuku zenja.
Dark by the roadside in melancholic hazards continuously flashing on and off signifying imminent danger of a rusting fuel tank and later on, rotting light of Zimbabweans. E.T. and was called E.T. The crocodile government is playing crocodile economics in a landlord country. Ukogonke loku uti mkotentini. Konje stain kuvea chiwenga, sependu kama kanyana ata mkuse pana. Kembo kampel mohati, sese mwamaya teziswini. Kanti, lali kalela na mapata pata batala, lingela mazwane.
Uyalandisa umoyo kusaidi.
Nguchwe lapa yuguti kwa na ubunzini spaganela wezi mbapo, butuna, buloboya, bule mpogo nga inga chunga kubega kusi. Uyatuli kuna sobu kwalili, ukuso ya kala wafiwe ili kustwali zenzima, ukutula kwezi nto. Sengati kuna labo, ababusayo, kawangenele. Bebes kuzwe kubona babunzima njalo kunzima esikhangelene labo ngobe sibedlela imithi ayitholakali ithonga ama US dollar
bakithi mina angisikhole sasezwane esinyele endleleni sithemba inkani cha ngingowenkayi kodwa ngibhothele endleleni kanje njengoba nje kunje ngoba umgwaqo wakithi wasenkayi lo nkankalo kangilankani lawo since 1980 it has become an alternative latrine.
Kule ethi Nkai Road umoya oxide ukhala ngokuchabalala komgwaqo oya enkayi wona athi usuqede abantu ngengozi zezimota.
Amabhasi enkayi abheke ekubhekeni izibhewubhewu kanti konakelephi komajoyi. It has now become a black spot. Two accidents so soon. MBS ngawanda amabhanta amabhadi Jamela Express kula majoyi na kwa majoyi. Why? Bus accident, same spot. Perhaps it's the road. Nkai road. Vinkankalu case.
Akusichasisele ngomgwaqo wakini lo okhala ngawo.
Hayi, umgwaqo wenkayi njengoyikhezi owathi silungisa umdala waze wazithulela. Kuyafanana. Yabona enkayi kunzima madoda, umgwaqo awuhambeki.
Kulale njalo elesihloko esithi My Listening President.
My Listening President, you have listened enough. Perhaps now is the time for us Zimbabweans to listen to you. Kuluma ndoda.
Uthini lapha mbongo?
Wawazetha ngelithi listening president olalelayo. Mhlawumbe yokumvikele ukubana hayi uselalele kwenela. Sesifuna ukuthola ngesizwe kube speaking president okukhuluma labantu, okukhuluma lesizwe.
Ngingubhonklanti lisazothwebuza ngumgugudu leli lizwe kaliphoziswe. There is too much bruhaha. There is too much holy poloi. There is too much halapalo. There is too much yabada bedu.
Listen. Hayi uyingwenya moyoxide bekukuhle kuba lawe kuhle.
There is no hocus pocus. There is no halakaza. There is no mental calamity, my president, that can solve this thing fracas. No deep tech version can deliver this thing from Finfo. No Pula Sangoma can macause and heal this Zim fracas. Even the Junta's commandos and 50 brigade cannot force the economy to behave. Sikokoza imbiza evilayo ngolimi. Gashe, my president, are you still the voice of God? Or you are safe and sound as they target the criminals around you? Anyway, lo othakulaleki mawule mali, thina kasilali kanjani eZimbabwe singelayo. Lo otho omunye phezu komunye is a true prophet and he must go deeper. Ngoba kukuma few and cues akukhulunywa. Lo othi mdala chawuya, kajuza nini lo mdala? Jays, lisakhuluma na ilitshe likaNtunjambili. Hlezi usamamosi mxolele, sinanke usamandu. My listening president, perhaps now is the time to be a speaking president.
Imbongi leyo uDesire Moyoxide phethe inkonzo zakhe ezichothoza umama waseZimbabwe ngesizweni inkondlo elandelayo.
Balagwe, my son, bathi kukurawundi is a sensitive issue. We must not talk about it or raise it in public. I am sorry to those who have made open ground dialogue their license to kill. We can't stop raising it until they put it to rest. In Matabeleland and Midlands, we have no identities, no ideals, no ego, and no drive to belong to this racial agenda. Our homesteads were burnt down. Our parents, families, and friends were buried like a pile of leaves on a madman's compost heap. Our kukuli koliko chickens were chopped and chowed. Our cattle roasted, roasted and baskarapelo pasi. Our dogs were deleted to the other stink. Ngisho lempukane zakithi zaphela dungo mbukazwe. Palakwe, liqiniso hanjela wafela lona. My son, let me address this issue. DAED and the Mokianto Commission. What is this thing nagging nagging is dweka? This is stinking harassment of wisdom on Kwananzi after his innocent testimony. What is it all about? Dear ex-president Motlante and the commission, wisdom on Kwananzi had said, after my testimony, Badani Jamujamula, and what did you do? Why harass and persecute the truth? Why confront and arrest the truth? Why incarcerate wisdom Mkwananzi? It's not about wisdom Mkwananzi. It's not about the Twilight Republican Party. It's about us, the people of Matabeleland, whose narrative is soaked in blood from the Kugrawund genocide. It's about our names, man, Ozalempi, Ozenzeni, Oshupegile, Ozoneni. Harassing, torturing, and incarcerating wisdom Mkwananzi for testifying against the regime is synonymous to the head of the state of emergency to eliminate the truth to kill Jesus. It's a license to kill. DAET.
Hayi ke uyaqhubeka uMoyoxide uDesire olendlebe zokuzwa ngabona uzwile olimvalelisayo ngosithandekile mhla.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe. Zimbabwe.